Well, the Central North Rugby Union are into round 11. It's the second of the two-tier rounds. And joining me online to talk about that is Central North President Tony Burns. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Mark.
And we're into the second lot of the competition, the Tier 2 phase, and Narrabri still unbeaten, although they had a draw with the Pirates last week.
Well, that's right, yes. Still undefeated, and they're going really well. But look, in the top tier with Moree going down somewhat unexpectedly to Walker, it really makes the top three pretty close. But Walker, whilst they're back there, we're aware that they can do anything once they've got their country players back. So, look, it's wide open in the top tier.
And a very important match at Moree today when they take on the unbeaten leaders, Narrabri.
That's correct, yes. And, of course, last year, we know, they got the wood over Narrabri. Narrabri, we're looking to not let that happen again.
And the other matchup has the Pirates hosting Inverell, and Inverell are hot and cold, but they have got a good side.
Absolutely, yes, and you can never know. They've always had a pretty good record against Pirates in the past. As we know, they knocked them off in the grand final some years ago, and they can't be taken lightly, and I'm sure Pirates won't be taking them too lightly.
Walker have the bye, and in Tier 2, Scone face Corindai and Barrabah tackle Gunnedah, and Corindai have been fantastic in the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks.
That's absolutely correct. And I was at the game in the last round when they beat Tamworth. You'd think they'd won the grand final. And they played really, really well against Tamworth on that day. So, look, they might be the dark horse. But at this stage, because we zeroed the points in that bottom tier to give everybody a bit of a chance of getting up into that last sixth final place, it also is wide open. But the form shows us that Tamworth and Corindai will be the ones to look out for there.
Yeah, Tamworth having a bye today, so some very interesting matches. And I should imagine now that you have a bye in the two-tier phase that players can get rested up and they'll be very much at it the next round.
That's exactly right. So they get the maximum of 5 points and have a rest. So how good's that, you know?
And the lower grades are all seem fairly competitive?
They do, yes, and we've been fortunate there. Early in the year, we were a bit worried with a couple of forfeits in the first couple of rounds, but to their credit, all the clubs kept their reserve grade side registered so they could have a game. And look, they've come to the party most of the time. Scone travelled away to Narrabri a couple of weeks ago without a reserve grade side, but they've had some reasonable luck in reserve grade, and it's good to see they're still trying rather than just withdraw from that competition. And so